You are now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. It's life in football. We are life in football.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Fee.
And this your coach, Colin Moore. You know we love life and enjoying football.
Top-notch coaches all around the world. Top-notch coaches all around the world. Today, our very special guest is Coach Davis. He over there coaching at Armwood. He the head coach, man. And the thing about Armwood, they wanted to like a premier program in the state of Florida. I remember a long time ago, I was still in high school, the Armwood was playing Miami Northwestern, and they was playing in that Florida State. I actually went to that game. Y'all know I'm from Quincy, so it's right there. And, man, when I tell y'all, man, it was a big-time game, a nice, exciting environment, and they had a safety last name, Merriweather. And, man, he was out there hitting. And, you know, the thing is, when you get these programs like Armwood, and they look good, too, when they in that blue, now all blue, them boys look good out there, man. So, it just, I want y'all to just kind of, if you outside of the state of Florida, go look them up, man. It's a nice program right here in the state of Florida. And they have big-time recruits, big-time athletes. Sometimes he be a player you might not even know going to be a star, but he'll go to college and shine. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let C-Mo bring him on.
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on, and thanks for all the kind words about our program. Like I said, we pride ourselves in a program. When we talk about Armour, we don't talk about just a team, yeah. You know, the 04 team or the 03 team. We talk about all the kids and all the kids that we've had come through. And so appreciate the kind words and excited to be here with you guys.
Coach, man, you know, being in Polk County, all I knew was Polk County schools. And then you hear the teams that make them runs. But my first year ever hearing about y'all, we had to play y'all either in the kickoff classic or the playoffs. And they was like, where y'all going to Armwood? I ain't know where it was. So we just ride and we roll up in and we got to play. Y'all like, God, dog, I ain't never heard of this school. But these boys getting off out here. So now to see the program from when I was in high school, what, we played y'all either 2000 or 2001 season, and now just to see how y'all done came so many years, and now it's like y'all that school for real. So how you feel to be coaching at a powerhouse like the, like when they come through the Polk County, Hillsborough, Orange County, they gotta come through y'all, period, at all times.
Right, we always kind of joke we're I-4 high because we're right there off of I-4. Yeah. You can't drive by without seeing us, but you know, and it's unbelievable to be the head coach. And a lot of credit goes on way before me. You know, I started playing there in 2000, but Sean Callahan, Matt Thompson built that thing from the mid-90s and just got it going in the right direction. Yeah. And grew up taking some licks from a lot of the Polk County schools because we were in East Hillsborough County and having to drive over to Polk County in the late 90s, having to play the Haines Cities of the world and taking those licks from the Lakeland High School and built a lot of our programs from what Coach Castle did and taking that and then 03, we were fortunate enough to win our state championship. That was my senior year, and I had a full academic ride to go to South Florida. I had a couple of Division II schools, but I knew I wanted to coach, man. Like I feel like God put me on this earth to coach football, man. I love young men. I love the impact I can have on them, but gosh, dog, I love X's and O's too. So I just knew I wasn't physically capable to always do it, but mentally I could. And so I started coming back and coaching in 06. I've been a part of the program since, and this will be my seventh year as a head coach coming up. So it's just exciting with the young men we have, and it's even become more of a challenge. You know, it's I don't want to compare us to Alabama by any means, but you know, Nick Saban has to stay on top. That's not easy. You know, it's not easy to get to the top. Right. It's even harder though to stay on top. And that's what our goal is going to be.
When they come through the program and like you say, you could see it from I-4 and it looked amazing. Then for them to wear, like in Polk County, you know, you got your Lakeland. If you live in the Lakeland area, them boys want to go there. Like, No matter who take off in the county, you still want to go play for that L. Now, I was in Bartow, so I never really thought about leaving. We rock out, but other people do when you be in that area. Now, with all the guys in the area that could come to you or want to wear that, the hawk on their helmet, how does it feel just to, like, man, this like, you really in it, but I'm looking on the outside, man, you got an amazing program, so how I feel to run that?
It feels amazing, but I get to think about it very little, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They always say you don't read your own press clippings.
Yeah.
But, man, my wife's an alumni. I got two baby girls. We literally just built a house a mile up the road from the school.
Yeah.
We live and breathe Arnwood High School. I appreciate it. Yeah. And there's times where I can just take the girls up and let them run around the track and have that time just to be like, holy crap, man.
Yeah.
We've made it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is phenomenal. This is my life. This is my dream. This is what we want to do. And I think we're doing it the right way. You know? And it takes a lot of pride that those kids still want to come because one of the things that has changed is the Tampa Bay Techs. Mm-hmm. Jesuits won a state title.
Yeah.
There's a lot of competition in Hillsborough County. You know, 29 public schools. I think there's 42 that play varsity football if you include the privates. So there's a lot of options out there and that we're still considered one of those and still doing it the right way. And at elite level means a lot for me and being able to sit back and see that.
And Coach, I want to know, like, for you, like, who helped you to become successful today? Like, talk about growing up and who are some people who played some more, some real important parts in your life?
Right. I have two phenomenal parents that always just supported me. They loved me. They didn't care about the performance. They didn't care about the score. So that was nice. But I had this just level of competitiveness that just bothered me when I lost. But, you know, I didn't have that dad. My dad didn't coach anything like that. But when I got to high school and being around Coach Callahan, Coach Thompson, Coach Taylor, those guys, and just seeing how competitive Arnwood was, I just knew this is exactly what I want to do. And those guys just pushing me to compete and work in and every day to show up in the weight room, outside, throwing the ball. What can you do at an elite level? We were doing a lot of stuff back in the early 2000s that people are just now getting around to. And those guys just, the detail they worked, the hours they worked, I just loved it, man. And it was all about ball. It was as close to probably a college experience you could get. And just looking up to those guys and my teammates and seeing guys that, you know, I was fortunate. We were probably lower middle class, but I didn't struggle by any means. But seeing some of my teammates that didn't have it all, seeing the impact of what we did on a daily basis, having those guys come to my house growing up and then seeing them going off and playing college football and then some of them even making it to the NFL, it was just like, I don't know anything better. Maybe, you know, I would tell people I haven't been dumb enough to leave the area to figure out something better, but it's a good joke because it's a dream, man. I love it. I've had a great family support system. I literally have one aunt that lives up in Panama City. Everybody else lives in the 813. So my family's all at the games. The support that we have for each other allows me, to be honest with you, I try to carry with the values, the support, the love that my family gave me into my kids because they don't always get that. And then it also turns into the football field. So,
hey, Coach, I got to make a correction. I think that was all Apopka playing.
Yeah, I think that was. Yeah. That was North. Yeah, that was. That was Apopka earlier. Yeah. Yep.
I was just thinking about that because I remember y'all both got that dark blue like that. But I remember.
Yeah, I think Mayweather went to Apopka.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
So you're probably talking about Apopka at that time. Yeah, so that was a couple of years.
He had me thinking too. I was like Mayweather.
Yeah,
but I said nah.
Yeah. You're good.
So, and another thing, Coach. Now, for just with the young men and a lot of have dreams of going D1 and playing college football, but what's some important information that you can, you know, kind of put out right now for players to hear and their parents to hear as well?
Yeah, one is never turn down any opportunities. You know, I think that there's so much of a D1 or bust, a Power 5 or bust mentality. It hurts. But they don't know what they don't know. And we're fortunate to be in a good area here in Tampa that a lot of kids get to go to Division I.
Right.
You know, and this day and age, the mental health, we brought in a mental health counselor to talk to our team.
Yeah.
I mean, because you see, they go through social media and they see their homeboy getting it. And to be honest with you, some of these guys on Friday night, I'm like, guys, I'm going to be honest, we're better than them. But I don't know why they got 30 offers. Y'all got grades. You know, maybe you're not 6'3", you're 6'1.5".
Yeah.
But just don't turn down opportunities. You know, I try to tell my guys, go to college. Don't ever give up on that dream. Go play Division II ball. I mean, some of that stuff's better than any of the lower level Division I stuff. And you get to play in the playoffs and then get a degree And we all know what degrees can do for people. I say the worst case scenario, you can come out making $48,000 a year just tossing back. I can get you a job in our gym. You know what I'm saying? Be a PE coach. Hopefully you aspire to be a lot more, but that's bottom tier. So go get your degree. Go get an education. Like I said, I guess the big the circle back is don't turn down opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Be prideful in who you are. You know, don't worry about what's on someone else's plate. You might have Florida State. You might have Miami. But, gosh, dog, if Ferris State's won back-to-back national championships in D2, and they're down here talking to me, and I'm going to go up there for a full ride, let's go ball, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you might be going to Miami, but in 2 years, who knows?
Right.
But I'm going to go up there and ball and have a good time and get a degree. And as you guys know, we're older. Play the game as long as we possibly can. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
Coach, we got to go back to that. You made such a great point, and you said, accept and appreciate the opportunity. And this for all the young players out there. Me and Simo, we coming out of junior college, and I don't think we talked about this on the podcast. We had opportunities to go play. We had scholarships. But we kind of look down upon it because we coming out of the state of Florida. You want to go D1. You want to go play big time ball. But we disrespected the blessing that God gave us. I had a scholarship to go to Central Missouri. It's a D2 school. But when they offered me, now y'all check this out. Their mascot is still, you can go look it up, Central Missouri. The mascot is the Mules. Now, when you hear that, you probably won't want to laugh. But I kind of took it not just as appreciation, but almost like, okay, yeah, I got a little scholarship. So I went and told C-Mo, and we had another friend in our name, Walt. And so y'all see he already left. So I said, C-Mo, man, it's a defense coordinator here. He want me to, he offered me a scholarship, man. They were like, well, I was like, Central Missouri. I was like, they the Mules. They were like, the Mules? But
we laughed because, you know, hearing all names, you never heard of that name.
Right.
So when he said Central Missouri, that's okay. When he said the Mules, man, that was all get out laughing. Right. Like,
you got some Mules, like a helmet. Bro, Colorado's got the Buffalo. You can see right out there with
right.
But that comes for, and I truly believe that comes as an institution. The programs that you run is teaching your kids to, you know, find joy in your teammates having success. You know, we have Rashad Godfrey committed to Iowa and Cason Stokes committed to Central Florida. Those guys are just as excited when a kid gets offered a Division II because those kids need to feel that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be clowned by your family. So if my top guys are supporting those guys as well, because that's all about sitting down at the table. We always say we're for signing papers and holding up trophies.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm
saying? All this social media stuff, I want to be up there. I want to take pictures with mom and dad.
Right.
With ink on paper. I don't care where you're going. Yeah. And get that degree because at the end of the day, I'm going to show up and support you on Saturday, whether you're the fifth string wideout or you're the star on the field. But I want to see you walk across the stage and get a degree because that can change a generational wealth, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
Right. And see, in the further on that story, I didn't accept the scholarship. I didn't even take the visit, which looking back at it, I should have took at least the visit. He ain't really almost accepted the scholarship, man. But, you know, that's just kind of a great lesson that I'm glad Coach brought that up. Now, Coach, the last thing before you go, kind of talk to the people, tell them a little bit about your programs and the things that you expect from players who may want to be a part of your program.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited. We return, you know, 9 starters on offense and 6 on defense this year. Just really excited where we can go. Like I said, we're probably in the toughest district with Tampa Bay Tech and Wharton in the area. And then they throw us in Region 1, and we got to go play all those Orlando schools in the early in the playoffs. But we're primed and ready to go. You know, the best part is my group of kids are ready to work. Yeah. We just took them out to Clearwater Beach on Thursday and put them through a beach workout. And this is the first time in 6 or 7 years I'm not screaming and nothing about effort. My guys are just getting after it. And it's phenomenal when you can do that. Now you get to, now I'm not have to worry about screaming it. Hey, run through the line. Now it's, let's go talk some X's and O's. Let's get to a whole nother level. And I think that's the culture that we're getting back to, which is really, really nice. And I'm expecting great things from us.
Now, if you see that, what you feel finna happen this season, being in that position, instead of yelling, you saying, hey, let's go get this then that in, How you really feeling that? If you want to talk about it, if you want to talk about that piece, because you might see something like, you done coached so long, like, okay, we like this. Ooh. If you want to talk about it.
Yeah. we'll keep a little bit on the wraps, but I feel pretty good with where we're at. Yeah. You know, like you said, they always say, like, poor teams, no one leads. Good teams, coaches lead. Great teams, players lead. We're right now where our players are leading. And I try to tell my guys, like, I'm the bus driver, guys. If I have to turn around and tell y'all to be quiet and do all that stuff, you think I'm focused on the road? You know what I'm saying? Where we want to go?
Right.
I'm driving a bus right now, and I have to turn my head back around. I know what my kids are doing in the back of the bus as we're driving this thing.
Right.
And I'm just really excited. And, you know, if you just give me an opportunity, I just wanted to kind of expand on what you were talking about with opportunities and Division II and that kind of stuff. And maybe this is something if people hear me and we're trying to get it done is I think that our kids lack the knowledge of Division II and junior college balls and opportunities. So that's been one of my huge initiatives here coming up is over the next 10 years is to try to get as many Division II and junior colleges down here so our parents can see us.
Yeah.
We're working on getting a junior college HBCU Division II 7-on-7 up in St. Leo next year for all the high schools to come out so our kids can know about them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you said, if Florida State walked in the house and never had talked to you and they showed up December 15th and offered you, your mom and them are going to go.
Right.
You're going to say yes.
Yeah.
But if Central Missouri walks in, they're going to say, maybe not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe they won't because they just don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And so that's where I think we, as grown men in my profession, have to do a better job of getting our kids more educated on those. So when those opportunities come, more and more of them happen.
Yeah.
So thank you for that time just to expand on that. Yeah. I wanted to. But, yeah, our upcoming season, man, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. Like I said, it's not going to be easy. We open the season at Lakeland, at Venice. You know, and then, like I said, in our district, we have Tampa Bay Tech and Wharton and play Jesuit on that schedule as well. We're going to play the best of the best because we want to be there. We better be prepared. Yeah. So,
right, man. So y'all heard it, man. That's the head coach. When y'all get a chance, go check out your Armwood game, especially if you're in the Tampa area, in a close area, man. And I'm telling you, you can see it right from the road. Now, they say you can see the school, but the thing they forgot to tell you, you looking right at the football field when you ride by. You see the stadium right there.
And we just got brand new turf. Our field looks phenomenal. We got a jumbotron. We got about a county bought us about $150,000 worth of lights. So the lights are going to be going in. You want to talk about a game experience. Our first game's against Bloomingdale High School. We're going to have our 03 state championship back for the 20-year reunion. Come out to that game. That place is going to be rocking.
Yeah.
And we're going to hopefully keep it rocking all year long.
Exactly.
And y'all heard it right here, man. Coach telling you. He got some great things going on over there at Armwood. And I appreciate him for coming on, man, and sharing his coaching life. And I'm telling you, this is school you might want to be a part of. But I'm going to leave y'all how I always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down, or else you'll fall to the ground. This is the Life and Football Podcast. Catch you next time.